Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Hello, my sexy audience. Okay, so this is going to be a quickie because I'm just getting ready to, and I'm going to talk about why is Gaia doing porn. I'm getting ready to actually do a porn shoot all day. So I got to do all of my, you know, stuff, getting ready, boots, you know, all the logistics of what it means to make some porn, which sounds sexy, but it's a lot of work. Okay, so why has Gaia started doing porn? I know I've been hinting around that I've been doing some more naughty things. And so funny enough, I'm an exhibitionist, if you didn't know that about me. And so I've spent, let's see, we're 20 years now. I'm getting old. I turned 50 this year. Oh my God. Anyways, that's for another podcast for later. So, for the last 20 years, I've been helping the world be a safer, sexier, and healed place. And I've been doing this through my being a holistic sexual wellness specialist, to my podcast, to courses, teaching, training, facilitating, you know, and I migrated out of completely doing treatment stuff to, you know, more dungeon stuff, as you come to love about me. And so that's kind of that's become my professional life, where, you know, now you can see me in action, not just from a therapeutic perspective and not just here, but you get to see, you know, what does it look like when I'm orgasming? Or what does it look like when I'm super turned on? What does it look like when I, you know, help facilitate others to surrender? What does that look like? And not just from a therapeutic standpoint or an educational standpoint, but from, like, you know, genital throbbing, sexy, I need to jerk off watching kind of experience. And I've really, like, I'm surprised, actually, a couple things. One, I'm surprised I haven't done this earlier. Number one, when my breasts were more perky. They're still lovely, but they're just not as high. Not as close to my chin as they used to be. And two, I really have now moved into this next level, the next stage of my life, really, both professionally and personally, where I want to basically live my full slut life. And, you know, of course, it's ethical and above board and honorable and all the good stuff. But that part of how I'm going to, how I show up in the world, moving from this place of, and I still do the therapeutic stuff and I still do the healing and I still do the courses and training and the facilitating, and I still all do all of those things. But I'm now adding, you get to see who I really am as a sexual being, not who I help the world to be, not how I teach everybody to be, but who, and not like, who am I? Well, I'm a hot, horny, sexy, orgasmic goddess is who I am. And I want the world, this is another way in which I can inspire the world to have a healthy sexual expression. So this has kind of been is part of my new kind of leaning in. Eventually, one day in the near future, I hope to be able to have my whole house all hooked up with cameras, and then you get to see all of my slutty my slut life in the real and the raw. There'll be a, when that happens, we'll have, members and subscriptions and, VIPs get to see all the rooms and right. And that's what I want. That's what I want, how I want to help the world heal sexually, is by showcasing and living it and embodying what sexual expression, healthy, ethical, amazing sexual expression looks like. What is sexual empowerment? I talk about sexual empowerment, but what is it as a woman in nowadays to be a sexually empowered being? What does that look like? Not just talking about it, but like me living what I teach. And so this has kind of been the entry point into inviting you, the audience, to see, hear, listen, however, whatever medium resonates with and gets you excited, to really come and come. Well, I come, we all come, everybody gets to come, and see what true sexual liberation and empowerment looks like. And it's taken a long time. This is why, why didn't I do it when I was in my 20s and I had perkier boobs? Well, because I wasn't sexually liberated and free completely. I was still on the journey. I was still healing from trauma. I was still healing my, sexual shame. I was still healing what it meant to be a strong, empowered woman and still desire to surrender. I was healing all of those pieces. And so, creating that porn wouldn't have been an empowered space. It wouldn't have come from true, in I'm gonna use the word sexual enlightenment. I wasn't there, I am now, and I want to invite the world to see what that looks like, what that feels like. What does it look like to be sexually free and liberated? Not talking about sexual freedom and liberty, and not talking about it from a place of, yeah, I can get up to some pretty wild things. But it's more than just me getting up to some wild things. It's about all the pieces that I've had to heal so that when I step into, if I'm going to have a threesome, or I'm going to, be having sex with a woman, or I'm going to be, surrendering and being submissive, or I'm stepping in as the dungeon as empress, or I am a tantric magical sex goddess, all of these things I had to clear, heal, do all my work, which we've talked about, and you've lots of episodes. There's been lots of episodes of how I've overcome and how I've, reclaimed and healed those areas. And now what you're left with is this happy, horny, woohoo, and slutty Gaia. This is the byproduct of that. And so now I'm ready to show you guys that. What does she look like? What does she look like when she's coming? What does she look like when she's in a part of a gangbang? What does she look like when she's empress and she's, in her dom side, when she's submissive, when she's, fucking with the motor bunny? All of the ways in which I show up as my happy, slutty, ethically horny self. So that's why I've started to do porn. It's a next part of my evolution of showcasing and helping and inspiring the world to heal, seeing what it looks like once you're healed. And I'm ex not to mention it's super hot. I did mention I'm an exhibitionist. It is super exciting for me. That's all of the, oh, this is how I'm changing the world reasons. And then my really selfish reasons is that it's super hot. It turns me on. It excites me to know that others are watching and getting turned on by me and, helping to bring a little bit more pleasure and orgasmic joy to their day-to-day, is hot. And being a part of that is hot. So, and again, all from a place of ethical, empowered deliciousness. Okay. So you're like, ooh, I think I really want to start watching guys porn. Well, let me tell you. You know how you do it? Super easy. You go to my loyal fans page, and you can also go to empressgaia.com. On the bottom of every page, there's a banner that says "Loyal Fans." You can click there; it'll take you to my page. If you happen to be already on Loyal Fans, you can look for Empress Gaia One is the my name on Loyal Fans, and come join. Come, come. Oh, yes, come, baby, come. Join me on this new adventure of naked, sexy, slutty, orgasmic, and horny adventure that I invite you to join me on. All right. Okay. My model, it's not really my model, my play toy today. I'm going to film. You know what kind of porn I'm filming? I'm filming girl on girl porn. Super hot with some BDSM and kink attached to it. So Kitty's coming over. Meow. She's gonna be my little play toy. And we're gonna go film for a couple hours. So again, I love my life. So make sure you go check out the really hot porn that I'm about to make and have a horny day. Oh, one last thing. If you're like, I don't know how I feel about Gaia doing porn. I forget because I've created this beautiful world of slutdom where everybody in my world's all sexually liberated and free. And it may feel like, does that devalue all the wisdom and knowledge and skills that I have shared with the world around human sexuality. I'm going to say no, it's the opposite. Like I said, it's taken me a long time to be able to truly be able to show up and share with the world what my sexual liberation and freedom really looks like. And no one's asking me to do this, and no one's making me do this, and I'm doing this because I desire to do this. And everybody who plays and gets to be on camera with me loves it because they're exhibitionists and they get to show the world, them being dirty little sluts, and they all love that. And it's what ethical porn could look like. And so my question for you, if you watch porn, I'm gonna ask you one question, which may ruin your porn watching, and I'm sorry about that. So I guess you'll just have to come watch my porn. Is the people who are on camera, are they truly there because they love sex and they love being an exhibitionist and they love people watching them? Or are they there because they've been coerced, or are they there because they need the money, or are they there because they're trying to please somebody else? And I want you to look at that, feel it. Does it, when you're watching, does it feel like that person who's having that sexual experience is like really enjoying that sexual experience? Not faking sexual experience, but in truly enjoying that sexual experience. If the answer is no, then turn off that porn and go find some porn where the people who are engaging in it love it. They're turned on, they're horny, they're excited, that it just it's exciting for them, and it is for you that they're know that they're know that you're going to be watching them. That's where we change the dynamic of unethical porn and unhealthy sexual embodiment to healthy sexual embodiment. When we watch people having sex, enjoy sex, and are enjoying the experience, it embodies into us that sex is good, sex is okay, and sex is fantastic. When we end up watching stuff where the people, whether we know it or not, energetically are not truly in a state of empowerment in their sexuality and expressing that they're really loving what they're doing, we're kind of internalizing on a subconscious level that sex is bad, sex is wrong, sex is dirty, sex is shameful, which then imprints into our in ways in which we move sexually. So go find hot porn with people who really like to fuck. Moral of the story. Okay. That will help your brain chemistry, your body's orgasmic response to be responding to and not feeling bad or feeling dirty or feeling shame about the experience. All right. I'm going to go use my sweet little kitty for the afternoon and have lots of fun. All right. Bye-bye. I love my life. See you soon. Mwah. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. I just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know, because I'm a little bit of a voyeur. So I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.